You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the performing arts. And joining us here on 89.1 WEMU to let us know about all that is going on is local writer and reviewer from a2artsaddict.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Is it a busy time?
It is. It's, you know, hopefully spring's around the corner. That's
yes.
What we're all hoping for anyway.
Right.
Yes, and definitely things kind of ramp up as the colleges have their get toward the end of the semester and everything.
That's so, true, yeah. So what's going to make us laugh around town?
Well, Lewis Black, most famously from The Daily Show, is coming on March 2nd to the Michigan Theater, so he'll do his stand-up show then. And also for people who like more political, like overtly political humor, Randy Rainbow Live is coming on March 22nd to the Michigan Theater.
And for those who may not know about Randy Rainbow, what?
He does these kind of novelty songs or like fake interviews with people from the current administration. And they often go viral. It's just kind of a very comical take on the headlines of today.
So is it politically oriented?
Oh, yes.
Randy Rainbow Live. Okay. And always a lot of good music happening.
Yes. The Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra has got a couple of events coming up. On March 9th at the Michigan Theater, they've got Scottish Fantasy, where a couple of the musicians that you normally might see in the oboe section or some other section are get out their bagpipes and kind of have more Scottish program set up. And on March 16th and 17th, also at the Michigan Theater, they have the music of Harry Potter, which obviously it's kind of become a regular thing for them because
yeah.
It does so well and people dress up and it's people bring their families and it's just a really nice event.
You have two daughters who are no doubt into Harry Potter.
Yes, they are.
Have you ever gone to this with them?
No, because often actually in the past it is sold out oftentimes. So we have not gotten there, but we hope to maybe this time.
And a big orchestra performance coming to Hill Auditorium in March?
Yes, courtesy of UMS, London's Philharmonia Orchestra is coming on March 12th and 13th. And for those people who are really intrigued by that, there's two different programs. Like each of those shows on the 12th and 13th will have different music. So it won't be the same lineup both days. They'll have different offerings on both of those occasions.
You think people will go twice?
Maybe. I think a lot of people do.
Things are always busy at the Arc in Ann Arbor.
Yes. Well, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, they've actually got some nice Irish options coming up. But one of them is on March 4th. Lunasa, I think is how you say it, is coming up on March 4th. And that's some very traditional Irish music. I listened to them a little bit online before coming. They're terrific. But for something a little bit different, there's something called Choir, which is not something I'd known about. But on March 8th, that this group is coming. It's kind of a volunteer choir from Toronto that kind of like invited people to come sing arrangements of pop songs. So you'll have Africa or Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer or things like that. There's something really nice about it. It's really just a good group. So they're a volunteer choir from Toronto that's coming here to perform on March 8th at the Arc.
That's a great name. Choir.
Yes. One of my favorites is coming back, who was just here with the Ann Arbor Folk Fest, is Pokey Lafarge. He was, as I said, he was here recently, but he's coming back to the Arc on March 15th. And it's you know, my seven-year-old was listening to the music with me recently, and she said, like, is this old-timey music? And I said, well, no, it's not, but it sounds a little like it. And that's kind of Pokey Lafarge in a nutshell. But it has this kind of older retro sound to it, but it's definitely contemporary. So it's an interesting mix.
And it's fun to say.
Yes, it is.
Pokey Lafarge mm-hmm. at the Arc on March 15th. And lots of theater still going on.
Yes, at Theater Nova, they have their Michigan Playwrights Festival coming up March 6th through 10th. And those are readings of new plays. Oftentimes, Michigan playwrights' work is featured there. So that's coming up the 6th through the 10th. And a world premiere show by a local playwright, David Wells, is beginning at Theater Nova on March 22nd. And it's called Mazel Tov, John Lennon. And it's about this period of time when Nixon actually, President Nixon at the time, was trying to get John Lennon deported. About this relationship that forms over time between John Lennon and the attorney that worked with him at the time this was all unraveling.
And what's happening at the Purple Rose in Chelsea?
Purple Rose, Carrie Krim's world premiere show, Never Not Once, is continuing there through March 16th. So if you were interested in catching that, that has a couple more weeks left.
And Ronan Farrow's coming to the area?
He is, who is perhaps most famous, besides being Mia Farrow's son, but also for being one of the main journalists involved in breaking the Harvey Weinstein case. He wrote a very, very thorough profile of him at the time when this was all just kind of coming out. And so he'll be talking with New Yorker reporter Ken Willetta on March 19th at Rackham Auditorium.
There's something for everyone in town. You got something coming up at the Michigan Theater on March 10th?
Cat Video Fest! I'm so excited.
Are you?
I did go to something like this that the State Theater hosted a few years ago, but it's all cat videos. But what's fun about it is, like, yes, it's kind of a goofy thing, but also the money raised by the price of admission goes towards shelters and organizations that help support cats, the cat population. So it's actually, you can feel good about supporting that while also just laughing at cat videos.
This is like cats playing the piano.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's all that kind of stuff.
And for a good cause.
Yep.
Well, we have some sad news to share, as this is the last edition of Art and Soul that Jen McKee will be participating in. Hopefully you're moving on to greener pastures, and we truly appreciate all your insight and information that you've shared with us during the past editions of Art and Soul.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. It's been really fun to do this for the last couple of years, so thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Big shoes to fill, but we have found somebody. We didn't have to go far from home to find somebody to fill those shoes. You hear her every Saturday afternoon from Memphis to Motown from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on WEMU. Host of The Break every Wednesday from noon until 2. I'm talking about the one and only Wendy Wright.
Okay, I'm scared now.
Why?
I'm scared because I've got huge shoes to fill. And Jen McKee has been such a huge part
of
the Washtenaw County art scene.
Oh,
then my feet are bigger than yours.
And in case you didn't know, Wendy has a strong performing arts background.
I do. I've been active in the theater community for more than 30 years. I was a history and theater major at U of M. I took arts management classes here at Eastern Michigan University, and I've been playing music on the radio for 19 years. My 19th anniversary is coming up at the end of April.
Here at WEMU?
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So you're ready. You got something for us?
Oh, well, something that's going to be a big interest to our listeners. Sonny Landreth and Marsha Ball will be at the ARC this coming March the 7th. Yeah. I mean, it's Marsha Ball and Sonny Landreth.
See, we got you covered. We will keep you up on theater and performance and
Pokey LaFarge.
Are you a fan?
I am.
So
I
we'll get our Pokey updates.
You
aren't
will.
You?
Not,
we will continue. We
not maybe be, as many, but yes, you
we
will.
We won't keep you happy. Well, once again, Jen McKee, thank you so much for all you've shared with us here on Art and Soul. Wendy Wright, welcome.
Yay!
We look forward to sharing more information about the performing arts in our community with you as part of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.